Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5621. Baruch Hashem, Rosh Chodesh, Menachem Av, Tov Shnei Zayin, Brooklyn. And Rebbe is addressing it to our Rav HaGaon. And we've heard from him many times in Rebbe's letter, Moreinu, Ephraim Elezer HaKoyen Sheyichye Yolos. He was the rabbi, the chief rabbi in Philadelphia. Sholem Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, I'm confirming receiving your letter from Tuesday, or the Rebbe refers to it as the day, which has two times good, Kitov, twice said in it in creation, to the portion of Maseh, with that was attached therein. And the Rebbe says, it is my hope that by the time you get this letter, your leg is feeling better. It's been improved. Your leg situation. Apparently he wrote to the Rebbe about some problem with his foot. And the Rebbe said, I pray, may you be the Ratzon, your Ratzon, may be the will of Hashem, that you should give good news in all matters that are tied to it, to your foot. Also the spiritual levels, what is tied to the foot? So in other words, health, not only physically in your foot, but all the spiritual connections to the foot. As known, what is the foot spiritually? Foot spiritually is Amunah. Amunah means belief. That's the foot that everything stands on. Now you're going to say, we know that there are 613 mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded from Sinai, from Hashem. But then we have the prophet Habakkuk, as the Gemara quotes. He made it all to one mitzvah. He says, all the 613 mitzvahs, no, we're not getting a break from all the mitzvahs, but he said there is a regel, there is a foot, there is a basis. And that is Tzadik b'munoso yichya. A tzaddik lives by his emunah, by his belief in Hashem. Basically meaning to be righteous, to live by righteousness, by all the mitzvahs, you have to live with emunah. Emunah, the belief in Hashem, that's the leg, that's the foot. So as the Rebbe says, to heal, not only in the physical sense, but also in the strengthening, in the emunah, as explained, the Rebbe says, also in the Shara Emunah of the Mittler Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, today, the Rebbe says, is a cause for this, because, you know, we're almost up to and Rosh Chodesh Av is the birthday of Aaron HaKohen. So, on Aaron's, and he was a Kohen, Yolus, Rabbi Yolus, Ephraim Yolus, he was a Kohen. So today's day, the Rebbe says, is a good reason, a cause, because it's the Yortzeit of Aaron, who is the Kahana Rabbe, Aaron the High Kohen. And it concludes with a blessing that we should see, and we should merit, together with all of Klal Yisrael, amongst Klal Yisrael, that through the events that happened in this day, because Rosh Chodesh Av begins the ninth day, that's even a worsening of the mourning and the situation of the Jewish people, month of Av. They come from Av. We call it Menachem Av, the month of Av. Because even the things that happen, they come from a father. And the Rebbe says, in the Alter Rebbe's, he makes a note, the Alter Rebbe's letter in chapter 22, that starts with Kimoi, he says, a father sometimes disciplines his child. He does it out of love. You know, it comes, when you're disciplined by a father, it's done with love. So the Rebbe says, Hashem sort of disciplined us in these days, but they should turn around very soon So the Eibishter was shown us his shining face in a revealed level of love. Because this punishment is love, but it's hidden. In the end of the day, it's punishment. The days of events, as we remember them, are days of punishment. But we should turn around to see openly the face of Hashem, which is penetrated with chassidus, with righteousness. And the Rebbe quotes again something that he's quoted quite often, a saying of his previous Rebbe. And when the Alter Rebbe gives us an example, he refers, describing Hashem, even though the Father has to punish you sometimes. So he says, the Father, he's good, he's kind, and he's good. But he doesn't describe the Alter Rebbe, he's a chassid. But then, later on, he does say he's a compassionate, he's wise, he's a tzaddik, because he doesn't say the word chassid, because openly that's rebuke, that's missing. And later, so the Rebbe, and later on when he talks about the good, he's describing all the names. That's why the Rebbe says it should be in a way of chassidus, meaning when the father's love should be in a chassidic love, meaning showing as a father who really openly loves his child, not hidden through having to punish the child. And we should be revealed the comforter until the time we will say, oh, we'll praise you, Hashem. Oitcha Hashem, kinaftabi. Thank you, Hashem, that you have rebuked me. V'tenachmeni, this is the words of the Haftorah, and of Nachamu, and you will comfort me by the double comfort specifically. So the Rebbe actually writes to him in response to his issue with his foot. So the Rebbe writes to him that he hopes that he's gotten better already, and by the time he gets this letter, he'll feel better. And the Rebbe also says that this better not only physically but also spiritually. The Rebbe brings the idea of Amunah is sort of the foot of all the mitzvahs, although there are 630 mitzvahs, that's the foot of the mitzvahs. The Rebbe also says the date that the Rebbe is writing the letter, the Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, which is the yahrzeit of Aaron. He was a Kohen, Aaron Kohen Gadol. And the Rebbe says, while it's still the Father who is rebuking us, and we know that the Father is kindness and everything else, but the Rebbe says we should see the chassid in the Father, which means we should see the open love and the not coming through having to punish, but to come in an open way. And the Rebbe says, very soon we should say, oh, Hashem, I thank you for setting me straight. You know, it's like a child, sometimes father needs to discipline him, and then later on he thanks his father for disciplining him, for sending him straight, So we will thank Hashem for setting us straight and giving us the ability. So we should merit that quickly. So we'll move over from the days that we remember the punishment to days of thanking Hashem that this is all in the past.